Radio.
With your hands lifted up, say, say it like this. Take the limit off.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, in this place. We are so grateful that you have decided to join in with us today. Thank God that we have made it to another Sunday, this fourth Sunday here in the amazing month of January. God is truly pleased with you all that you have decided to join us on this Sunday. We call it Sunday. That's right, the Lord's Day. We call it Sunday. We are thankful that you decided to join in with us. You could have worshiped anywhere in the city of Chicago, but you chose to worship with us, and for that we are eternally grateful. Thank you so much for doing that. Do us a small favor. Go ahead and hit that share button so that everybody can know that you are watching the birthplace of gospel music. Once again, we are thankful to do that. Go ahead and hit the share button. Invite your friends, invite your family, wherever you might be. Let them know that the birthplace of gospel music is live and on the air. Not only are we now on Facebook, but you can check us out on YouTube. Go directly to our church website, EbenezerBronzeville.org, and you can tune in right there. And guess what? If you're real old school and you're not comfortable with computers, guess what you can do? You can dial in and listen on the radio right now. 323-870-4375 is the call-in number, and you can listen live to our online radio broadcast here at the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. Thank God for that. Man, look, we are excited about today. I am just so excited to be here with you all on this Sunday. We had an amazing service yesterday, homegoing service for Deacon Harold New Church. It was an amazing time yesterday. I was glad that the family was able to make it out. And just to honor such a great man on yesterday, we'll talk about that more in our announcements. But again, we're just grateful for them. We continue to keep them lifted up in our prayers. Amen, amen, and amen. Let's do this. Before we go into our next musical selection, let's go to the throne in prayer. Father God, we welcome you into this place. Lord God, have your way throughout this service. Lord God, we recognize that things are so different for us right now, but we still recognize that you are a God who is in control. And for that, we say thank you. Lord God, we ask that you would continue to just bless us, God. Continue to bless each and every church that is open in your name. God, we ask right now that you would just have your way throughout this service on today, God. Do what you do in this place, God. We trust you and we love you on today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Let us go to our scripture text for today. Our scripture text today comes from the book of Job. It comes from the book of Job, chapter 23. The book of Job, chapter 23, verses 8 through 10. I'm going to give you two separate versions because I want you to get it, but I'll give you one for right now. Job chapter 23, verses 8 through 10. And it reads, "Behold, I go forward, but he is not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand, where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him. But he knoweth the way I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold." The word of God is already blessed. Amen. We'll now have a selection from our music department. I'm going to spare y'all ears this morning. Amen. Thank you.
Every praise is to our God. We are so grateful. Thank you so much to our music department. Every praise is to our God. We are so grateful again just to be here on today. So many things. Real quick, we just want to make a couple of announcements. We have for this week and next week, correct, we have decided to not have anyone in the sanctuary. Right. But for the next 2 weeks, we've not decided to have anyone in the sanctuary. But the online service will continue. It will continue. Amen. It will continue. And we're thankful for those of you who have decided to tune in again. Thank you so much for those of you who are sharing right now on Facebook and those of you who are sharing right now on YouTube. We are so grateful for you. Another quick announcement. Not an announcement, but again, we want to thank Ebenezer. Let me say it on behalf of the pastor yesterday. Y'all showed up, those of you who were working, because we couldn't have other people here. But those of you who were working yesterday, thank you so much to our ushers, to our cleaning staff, to all of those who were here yesterday who helped support the person and New Church family yesterday. It was an amazing send-off. I think Deacon New Church would have been pleased. Yesterday, and if I could just take some personal privilege, I like that jacket. That's all I'm gonna say. I told Tanya yesterday when I went in the studio, I said, bro, got on a nice jacket. So I'm so grateful for that. And Sister Wilma, I didn't get a chance to hug you because, you know, we social distance, but you definitely have our love and our support, and we're definitely going to continue to pray for you and yours. And we'll definitely continue to pray for all the families that are going through throughout this city, throughout this nation. We just want to do that. Also, we want to celebrate. Look, y'all, we got a new president. Y'all, somebody ought to put their hands together somewhere and just clap in your house. I think I said this the last time, not the last time I preached, but two times ago. Ding dong, the witch is dead. Y'all need to come on and clap your hands. We got a brand new president. Look, he ain't going to be perfect either. But I do believe he has what I like to say honor. He has some honor, and he's going to make an attempt to do things the right way. And I think we'll get a modicum of honesty from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I'm gonna leave it at that. I don't want to get political. I won't get in no trouble. But I just want to say thank you. Congratulations to Joseph Biden and Kamala Harris. Kamala. Let me get her name right. Kamala Harris, our first black. She covered two things. She's the first female and the first vice president with some African heritage. Amen. Amen. So, and I know somewhere the AKAs, I believe is what she is. The AKA. Yeah, she, you know, I celebrate her anyway. You know, it's all right. They're pink and green, but bless the Lord anyway. But we celebrate her and that amazing legacy that she is going forward with. And I don't know if y'all saw it. I watched the inauguration all day. And you know what I was most pleased with? When I saw the Howard University drum line. Yeah, for those of you who don't know, I was a drum major when I was in high school and in college. So I recall those days, but I was so thrilled to see that. And Howard has a couple of lady drum majors, which is always good to see. But they strutted down 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and that was just amazing to see. So we are so grateful again to have seen that. So we want to continue to send them our prayers as we go forward. Amen. Amen. At this time, we want to get ready for our offering. Yeah, we want to get ready for our offering. So look, this is your time of the service
where you can be the best help to Ebenezer. We wish you would be here. Look, I wish I had somebody here to help me sing, but since you can't sit here to help me sing, you can help us in other ways. There is still kingdom business that needs to be done, so you can definitely help us in that area. So we're hoping right now that you would get your best gift in your hand, that you would get your best gift in your hand. And watch this. On your screen, you should be able to see right now the three ways to give. Yes, you can go right to the EbenezerBronzeville.org website. You can go right there and you can give right there at the EbenezerBronzeville.org website. You can also text to give. One day I'm going to learn the number by heart, but it's on y'all's screen. We're going to text to give, and you can do that. I know it says, now, I says text to give. We took the five out. You know why? Because y'all was texting and putting five in, and that was only $5. Y'all will figure that out in a minute. So we want to text to give, and you put in whatever larger amount the Lord puts on your heart. Amen. You can also mail or drop off your gift to 4501 South Vincennes Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60653. We're so grateful again, and thank you for tuning in to The Birthplace. God bless you.
So grateful again. Thank you so much for your gifts. Just because the music stopped and the offering is no longer on the screen, it doesn't mean you still don't have the opportunity to give. At this time, we want to just go to the throne in prayer for those who might just be in need of prayer, those who may be still going through, or those who have just need to. God to speak to them. Amen. Amen. We want to lift up right now for Brother Bobby Thomas, who we're grateful to report that he is stable. that he is on the mend, that he is on his way back this way. We are so grateful for him, Brother Joe Mukes. We want to continue to keep him lifted up in prayer, and Sister Imogene McCray. I know there may be others right now, and I know Pastor is monitoring the prayer list. So if you put your name in the chat, he is live and available to respond right now. So he can do that right there. Him and Latanya are monitoring the chat. Latanya is going to respond to you all on YouTube. So if you put something in the chat, we will definitely know that as well. Amen. Amen. Let us go to the throne in prayer. Father God, we come. Lord, we come first just to say thank you. Lord God, we recognize, God, that we're not in charge of anything, but we recognize that you are. Lord God, we just want to say thank you. Lord God, we just want to thank you right now, God, for just waking us up this morning, God, for starting us on our way, for God giving us a life, breath, health, and strength. Lord God, we recognize that we're living in some crazy times, God, but we recognize that if we keep our eyes on you, you will remain in control and you will continue to lift us up. Lord God, we just want to say thank you today, God. God, we thank you for just keeping us and protecting us, God. Lord God, we thank you for Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church on today. Lord God, we know that there are so many who are going through, so many that were unnamed today, God, but you know what they stand in need of. So, God, we're asking that you would right now touch them as only you can. Heal them where they need healing. Pick them up where they need to be picked up, God. Deliver and set free. We love you on today, and we pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Come on, somebody at home, just say in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 We are grateful today. We are so grateful today. In our process, we were able to do a little bit something different with our service today. There's many ways to worship the Lord. The Bible says, praise him with the timbrel, huh? And the dance. Y'all don't hear me. It says, praise him with the timbrel and the dance. So today, we are going to do just that. Amen. 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 We have today with us to give us a liturgical dance. We have with us today. Y'all give us a second. And Sister Taylor McKinney. Yeah, I called you sister. I know you. Yeah, I know. Made you look old, right? But Sister Taylor McKinney will be dancing for us here. So y'all let me do this real briefly, and she'll be up here with us very shortly. Amen. Amen.
Make me a house of prayer. May the fire day, day and night, night and day, day and night, night and day. Make me a house of prayer. Day and night, night and day, day and night, night and day, day and night, night and day. Make the house of prayer. We pray day and night, night and day. May we pray day and night, night and day. Seek your face day and night, night and day. Make me a house of prayer. Day and night, night and day. Come day and night, night and day. Make me a house of oh, may the fire on my altar never burn up. The fire on my altar never burn up. May the fire on my altar never burn up. Make me a house of prayer. May the fire on my altar never burn up. Fire on my altar, never burn out. May the fire on my altar, never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. May the fire on my altar, never burn out. Fire on my altar, never burn out. May the fire on my altar, never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. May the fire on my altar, never burn out. Fire on my altar, never burn out. May the fire on my altar, never burn out. Fire on my altar, never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer.
Hallelujah. Come on, come on, wherever you are. Go ahead and give that young lady your best hand clap. I know you at home, so go ahead and send some encouraging words her way. Amen. We are so grateful. Thank you so much to Taylor. Thank you so much. I'll say it like this. That's Tanya's baby. So y'all go ahead and give her a hand clap. Amen, amen, amen. We will have a quick moment of worship. And then we will jump right into our service for our sermon, rather, for today. Amen.
Make me a house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. A house of prayer.
Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. A house of prayer.
May the fire on my altar never burn out. The fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer.
May the fire on my altar never burn out. Fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make me a house of prayer. Again, we are just grateful to be here in this place at this time for worship. Let us go to the throne in prayer. Father God, we are so grateful for you on today. Lord God, we just thank you right now, God. Lord God, we ask that you would move this preacher out of the way, God, and have your way with our service on today. Lord God, we recognize that it's only through you that we might have salvation, and it's only through you that we might have redemption. And in that case, God, we just say thank you, Lord, have your way. Amen, amen. We want to go with our
scripture text. Our scripture text again comes from the book of Job, Job chapter 23, Job chapter 23, starting at the 8th verse. It was read earlier, but I'll read again for your hearing. I want to give you two versions of the scripture. One is the KJV version, King James. You know, if you ain't Baptist, you better go ahead and get that out. And then there is the Message Bible, because I want to make sure we have understanding. Job chapter 23, starting at the 8th verse, it says, "Behold, I go forward, but he is not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him." My God. "On the left hand, where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, that I cannot see him. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold." The Message Bible says it like this: "I travel east looking for him, and I find no one. Then west, but not a trace. I go north, but he's hidden his tracks. Then south, but not even a glimpse. But he knows where I am and what I've done. He can cross-examine me all he wants, and I'll pass the test with honors." Amen. Amen. Our title today, it's very simple. I want to make sure we have it, and that I was trying to figure out what I could possibly preach about. And so when Pastor asked me 3 weeks ago, he said, "I need you to be ready for fourth Sunday." And that was prior to Brother New Church, Deacon New Church passing away. And I said, okay, good. I had started working on something, and then things happened. And so I had to get something different ready for went for last week. And then what I wanted to preach today, that didn't work out either. So I had to switch gears. But the thing about always finds a way to bless you and give you a word for his people. Amen. So I just want to give it to you just like this. The title is simply entitled, "I Trust Him Even Though I Can't Trace Him." I trust him even though I can't trace him. The Bible talks, y'all know the story of Job. Job was this man, you know, he was tested by God. Satan came up and was walking back and forth and doing what he does, always messing with folk. And God told him, he said, "Well, have you considered my servant Job?" I want to talk to you like this. Have you ever had to explain an event to happen in your life that just blessed you? I'm talking about, you know, those occasions where blessings came your way and it was without any effort on your part. The blessing just came right when you needed it, and all you could say was, "Thank you, Jesus." Yeah. It came right when you needed it. There's some things that are unexplained. Reversals of medical conditions. I know I got a few folks. The doctor said one thing, but later the condition was reversed. They leave the doctors scratching their heads. You ever been there where you weren't available to receive, or you weren't even qualified, watch this, to receive the opportunity? You got an opportunity that you never thought would happen, but out of nowhere, come on now, out of nowhere, suddenly this thing appeared out of nowhere. Maybe this will be your street. Maybe you were involved in an accident at some point in your life, and it was an accident that you should not have walked away from. You either walked away with just a handful of scratches or none at all. How did these things happen? You had what we call a God of the turnaround experience. When you touch or you reach the supernatural realm, it changes the way you see things, the way you speak about you and your life. A supernatural turnaround is what I like to call a divine encounter, where God reverses my circumstances. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. He turns my negatives into positives, and he shifts my thoughts toward a new direction. Yeah. The footprint, watch this. The footprint of God is so big that when he steps in, everything has to move. Yeah, that y'all can write that one down. The footprint of God is so big that when he steps in, everything else has to move. You see, when God moves into our world, God steps between me and the situation. Y'all don't hear me. God will fight the battle. Otherwise, if we're not in the realm of the supernatural, we tend to fight our own battles. I don't know who I'm talking to today, but sometimes we get in God's way trying to fight our own battles. Sometimes we go before God sends us and we end up making more of a mess than the mess we were already in. I'll talk to somebody in a minute. I'm here to tell you this morning, Ebenezer, that God has got you in the midst of your battle. He's coming between that situation and you. And not only that, but he's coming in the midst suddenly. Yeah, he shows up just like that in the middle of anything, the middle of your mess. God just shows up and all you can do is just shout suddenly. Yeah. See, the thing about this word suddenly is that you just can't get ready for it. Y'all get it in a minute. See, when God moves suddenly, you're not ready. A lot of times God just says it's done and it's done, and there's nothing you can do, watch this, to make it happen. There's nothing you can do to rush it. It just happens. This is why there are times, watch this, when God puts together something that you could never have put together on your own. God has the ability, watch this, to interrupt circumstances. Divine interruption, stay with me now, it pairs us for divine provision. Y'all will get that in a minute. Divine interruption prepares us for divine provision. Mm-hmm. See, church, what we need to understand is this thing that we hold on to is not good as what we're going to get. Yeah. Sometimes we try to hold on to this little thing, and God says, I need you to let that go so I can get you on to this big thing. I'm talking to somebody right now. See, God interrupts our lives for a reason. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Interrupts our lives for a reason. But what he needs you to do is to let go of some stuff. You got to let go of some hurt. You got to let go of some disappointment. You got to let go of some discouragement. You just got to let some stuff go. If I had some folk in the room, I would just say, turn to your neighbor and just tell your neighbor, let it go. Mm-hmm. Let it go. Let it go. Because see, God is working, watch this, in the background of our lives to ensure that we accomplish our life's purpose. Yeah. See, God wants to make sure that you achieve the purpose he has for you in your life. Yeah. You know, those of you who told God that you will follow his will and to establish his kingdom, and he's giving you the assurance that he is working to open doors that are shut. Yeah. God opens doors that are shut. Watch this. And to create doorways that don't even exist. Yeah. See, my God doesn't need to have somebody open the door for you. God says, I'll create the door. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oftentimes we don't see God operating. Yeah. But yet he's right there behind us. Yeah. In front of us, on our left hand and on our right hand. See, God's unseen hand, watch this, it tears down and it builds up. Yeah. That's called the unseen hand of God. That's called God's divine providence. Yeah. See, the will of God working itself out amongst men and women. It's God. Watch this. It's God seeing to everything. It's wonderful when you realize that God is in control of everything. See, you know, you ever get in a taxi? We're doing Ubers now and Lyfts. But, you know, back in the day, you know, before technology took over, we had to get in the taxi. And every now and then, if you ever rode in a taxi in Chicago, you know, some of them don't smell all that great. And then some taxi drivers, their driving skills leave a little bit to be desired. But see, when God is driving, we have absolutely everything we need, because God says, I'm going to bring you everything that's going to get you to your purpose. Yeah. God sees that it's about to happen. Watch this. Come here, Isaiah. Isaiah 46:10 says it like this. I declare the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, things not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will accomplish all my purpose. Yeah. In other words, what God is saying is this, I will see to it. Yeah. I will see to it. I will see to it. See to it. Provide. I will provide. I will see to it that everything works together. Come on now, for the goals that I have for the world. Yeah. God's knowledge of the future includes not only everything, come on now, not only everything that actually happens, but also, watch this, everything that could potentially happen. Isn't it good that you got a God that plans for something else to go wrong? Isn't it good that you have a God that says, well, just in case you turn left and you decide to go down the wrong street, I'm still going to cover you? Isn't it good that you got a God that says, I told you to go left and you went right, but because I love you, I'm going to protect you anyway? Yeah. See, listen. We know the power of God is working every day. Even though, watch this, even though we can't trace him, even though we can't see his hand directly, his presence is felt. Can you trust him even when you can't trace him? I'm going to help somebody in a minute. Even in our sickness, even in our sickness and times of trial, those of us who are faithful to God know that he is still operating. Come on now. He's still operating behind the scenes. That's why those of us that are believers, we never lose hope, church. We never lose hope, church. Those of us that are believers, even when difficulties come, why? Because we know God is working, even in the unfortunate circumstance, in a way that will accomplish his purpose, come on now, for our lives. That's the good thing about our God. That's also why the faithful, come on now, the faithful of us, faithful folks who know the Lord rarely commit suicide. Faithful folks that know the Lord rarely, you notice I said rarely because sometimes stuff happens, but faithful folks that know the Lord rarely commit suicide. We rarely suffer through long droughts of depression. We rarely resort to alcohol abuse and drug abuse when things go wrong because, see, faithful folks understand that we can endure for the moment. Yeah, knowing that God is working in the situation, and like Job said, we'll come forth as pure gold. Romans 8 and 28 says it like this. Come on now. And we know that all things work together. Come on, help me now. For the good of them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Come on now. See, church, as believers, we got to be assured that God will be there for us in any situation. Yeah. He will tell us what to do and what not to do. He will open some doors and he will close some others. Yeah. He'll make some things happen and he'll stop other things from happening, but always to our advantage. Yeah. We won't see him when it's done, but we'll know after the fact that it was God that made it happen. As we look at our text this morning, it focuses on Job's response to the unfortunate circumstance surrounding his life. Job, in this particular scripture, is dealing with and expressing his faith in his situation, that the faith in his situation, that it would be reversed and he would come forward as pure gold. You see, church, just like us, Job was going through something, and he's admitting to God, watch this now, he's admitting in this scripture that he could not get through to God. Yeah. You know, sometimes those of us who know the Lord, sometimes we feel like our prayer might not be going through. But yet our faith says we cling to the confidence that God is still over this crisis in our lives. And like Job, see, we recognize that sometimes we don't see God. And when we don't see him, we wonder whether or not he's there. But faith tells us he's always there. Job seemed at this moment to be fleeting. He seemed to have an understanding that what he could do in his present crisis. You see, Job was righteous. You know, the Bible says Job was a rightful and upstanding citizen, a man who faithfully subscribed to what we call the Mosaic law. And he lived by the law every day of his life. The Bible describes Job as a righteous man who never once broke God's law. But he fell on hard times. Watch this. Because of his obedience and faithfulness. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Watch this. See, his faithfulness was tested by God, come on now, to show Satan that regardless of the difficulty, y'all don't hear what I'm saying, that regardless of the difficulty, whatever difficulty came his way, he would not forsake his faith and he would remain obedient to God. You know the story. So Satan caused numerous difficulties in Job's life. Job lost the loss of his health. He lost his wealth. He nearly lost his entire family. But despite this growing number of frustrating and crippling circumstances, Joseph hung on to his faith and maintained his integrity. Joseph, I keep saying Joseph, I don't know why. Job would not abandon his faith. Job would not abandon his faith. Watch this. Even when his wife, even when his wife suggested that he go ahead and curse his God and die. Watch this. God, watch this. Cursing God. His wife wanted him to give up and curse God and die. In this text, Job told three of his friends who sat with him that he had looked left and he had looked right and he could not see God's hand. You ever been there? I know there's somebody watching somewhere around this world on Facebook, YouTube, wherever you're watching. You've ever just been in a situation where you just couldn't see God, but you knew that he was aware of your situation. See, that's what I love about Job. Job couldn't see God, but he trusted that God was aware of his situation. He knows the way. Job said, he knows the way that I take. Or he knows rather that I'm a good person, but when he's finished testing me, my God, he'll find that I'll come through as pure gold. See, Job's assurance that God is aware of his faith, lifestyle, and commitment to the Lord and his service to the Lord, it underscored the reasons that he felt assured that God would turn his situation around. And church, we know the story. God did just that. He turned his situation around and blessed him with double for his trouble. And blessed him, and he came through as pure gold. The thing that I love about this story as I was reading the context of this is that Job was at the furnace, and in the furnace, but see, it's in the furnace where God does his best work. Yeah. But it was the furnace of God's appointment. Yeah. It wasn't the furnace that Job put himself in. It was the furnace of God's appointment, not because Job had sinned, not because Job had sinned, but God would use Job's affliction to purify him and make him a better man. Yeah. See, the Bible often uses the image of a furnace to describe God's purifying ministry through suffering. Yeah. You see, when God puts his own people into the furnace, y'all help me, he keeps his eye on the clock and his hand on the thermostat. Y'all don't miss that. See, when God puts you in the furnace, he knows just how much heat you can take. Ebenezer, I'm talking to somebody right now. See, yes, God has you in the furnace. God is controlling the thermostat. Yeah, he's watching the clock, and he recognizes just how much and how long we need to be in there. Yeah, see, we question, yeah, as we should. We question, well, why does he begin with, or why don't he just turn the heat down? And he knows that I can't take this. He knows that this is killing me. Why is God leaving me in this? But a lot of times, church, these questions come from our unbelief. See, the answer is in the verse. The answer is in the verse. See, God, watch this. God, God is in control. Let me tell you, Job said, I'll come out like pure gold. You recognize this? Gold, this will help somebody. Gold does not fear the furnace. Gold does not fear the fire. Yeah. See, the furnace, come on now, the furnace can only make the gold purer. Yeah. The furnace can only make the gold purer and brighter. Yeah. See, it's important to note this now, that Job's life was pleasing to God. Watch this. Before he went into the furnace. Don't miss this. His life was pleasing to God before he went into the furnace. Come on, Job 23, watch this. Job 23, 11 and 12 says it like this. My foot hath held his steps. His way have I kept and not declined. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. So watch this. He did it. Come on now. But we didn't see him. Yeah, yeah. There are many ways that God has moved on our behalf in the past, and he'll do it for again. How many of you know that God has provided for us? We didn't see him do it, but we know it was God that provided for our necessities, even in the midst of a pandemic. Y'all know where we at right now. We've complained about some things, and most of us would have to agree that even in this pandemic, God has still been good. Come on, y'all don't hear me. God has still been good, even while God held back some things that were seeking to destroy us. He kept providing our necessities and making a way out of no way. Y'all don't miss this. Don't miss this. Even in our low moments, this is for somebody right here. Even in our low moments, it turned out that God was working on our behalf. He kept putting people and resources in our lives to help us to respond to immediate problems. Oh, come on, y'all. Oh, my God. You see, we don't know. Watch this. We don't know how we stumbled upon the person who helped us. But we know it was God. Yeah, yeah. It wasn't by chance that you met somebody that responded to your need. It wasn't by chance that the opportunity you needed just showed up and saved you from drowning in your troubles. It wasn't anything that you did. It just happened. Yeah. You see, it was God. It was Jesus who threw out a lifeline that kept us afloat. And it was the unseen hand of God that pulled us up right before we thought we would drown. And church, I want to tell you this today. No matter what the circumstance, you know God will work it out to your advantage. You know, when we look to our left and we look to our right, we did not see him. But we know it was God that kept the doors open and kept the heat on and kept the light on in this place. But not only has God opened doors for you, he opened doors long enough. Watch this. He opened the doors long enough for you to get through, and he closed them quick enough to keep your enemies from following you. Y'all just missed it. Come on, come on, come on. I'll say it again. He opened the doors long enough to get you and your family through, but he closed them quick enough behind you so that the enemy couldn't follow you. Oh, come on, come on. You need a little evidence? See, this is the same thing he did for the children of Israel when they were crossing the Red Sea. He held back the water long enough, come on now, long enough so that they could get through. But then he closed it on the ones who were trying to destroy them. And God has faithfully opened doors for us, Ebenezer, and given us opportunities for what I like to call the abundant life. Yeah, 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 yeah. See, when you look back over this last year, and I'm a witness and you are too, some of us have done more than just survive. Y'all don't hear me. Yeah, some of us have done more in this pandemic than just survive. Some of us have grown spiritually. God has blessed some of us financially. He's blessed our family and even in our personal relationships. Yeah. Some of us, God has expanded our boundaries. Yeah, yeah, yeah. God has made new things and new possibilities available to us. Like Job, we looked to the left. We looked to the right. We couldn't see him. We couldn't trace him. But we know that we could trust him. Yeah, 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 yeah. We knew it was God that was making this thing happen for us. When our spiritual strength was at its lowest level, I'm going to help somebody. Because I know when you're going through a loss, sometimes it feels like your spiritual strength is at its lowest level. God still finds a way to lift you back up. We don't see him, but we know he's there. We don't even get a glimpse of him, but we know he was somewhere and he was working things out and he was talking directly. Watch this. He was talking directly to us with his action. Yeah, yeah. We heard his voice in the sermons that were preached. We heard his voice in the songs that were sung. We hear his voice in the scriptures that were read. Yeah. We didn't see God. Watch this. Watch this. We didn't see God in the months. And it's hard to see God when we lose somebody. Yeah. But we know there was someone who was lifting us up out of depression. And we knew there was someone giving us strength when we didn't feel like going on. And we knew we couldn't see God in the midst of a setback. And we felt like we were losing our ground. But just at that moment, God shows up because he keeps sending messages. He keeps sending messengers. He keeps making other things happen. Yeah. Come here, Isaiah. I heard Isaiah say it like this. He said, they that wait upon the Lord, oh my God, shall renew their strength. He says, they shall mount up on wings like an eagle. Yeah, they shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. Come here, David. David said it like this. I will lift up mine eyes to the hills from which cometh my help. No. My help cometh from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. Yeah. He'll be there in the days ahead. God will be there in the days ahead. And while believers sometimes go through long, prolonged suffering and all of that, God has given us several ways that he shows us the reasons and the ways he tests us. The first thing God does is this. First is testing. Testing strengthens our character. You wonder, well, why is God always testing me? Why is he always putting me through? Testing strengthens our character. James said it like this. My brethren, count it all to joy. Yeah. When ye fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Yeah. See, I found out, you know, personally, that sometimes when you're going through a painful situation, that pain, watch this, pain produces your character. See, the same way exercising builds muscles, pain, come on now, builds your character. I don't know who I'm talking to. Peter said it like this in 1 Peter 1, he talks about this. He said, which is why we should rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, we are in heaviness through manifold temptations, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, who having not seen we love, in whom we, though now we see him not, yet believing we rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Yeah. You see, when the heat is on, that's when we find out who we really are. Yeah. When the heat is on, we recognize just how much faith we actually have. See, remaining faithful despite the agony testifies, watch this now, to how much we value God. So you find out people's character. You find out a church's character. You find out your business relationship's character when hard times come. See, when hard times come, there's two things you can do. Actually, there's three. When hard times come, you can trust and just depend on God. Second thing you can do is just sit there and cry, woe is me. Or the third thing we can do, watch this. The third thing we can do is try to take things into our own hands. I'm going to help somebody. Sometimes we can decide we just going to do it our way and let God catch up to us. Y'all don't hear me. Here we go. I'm almost done. Job notes that testing can get rid of unrefined qualities. Yeah. See, in Job 23:10, I already read the verse. Watch this. Most of what it does is burns off the impurities. It removes the sinful attitude and the sinful things that are down on the inside of us. Testing proves believers are the children of God. Testing proves believers are the children of God. And I don't know who I'm talking to, but it reminds us that we have to remain faithful to who God is. We have to remain faithful that God is in charge of all of our circumstances. We have to remain faithful that there's no one in the earth like him. That there may be no reason behind our testing other than the fact that God is pleased with us. That he may want to reveal himself to us in a different way, in a better way. As I get ready to take my seat here, let me give you this. Whatever we might expect to face in the future, we should be encouraged to know that God is already in front of us. looking out for our future. Jeremiah 29 and 11 says it like this: "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Ebenezer, I don't know what tomorrow will bring, but I know what God has done in the past. I know what God is doing right now, and I also know what he's doing ahead of me, that he's making a way. That's why I'm glad that Jesus is the one who is in front of me. Yeah. In Isaiah, he said, the Lord says, "I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight." I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, church, but you need to be able to break through. And God has the ability to break through spiritual hindrance, or any individual or corporate or anything, any corporation, anyone that tries to hinder the kingdom of God and his church. It doesn't matter what the future brings, as long as we are on the Lord's side. Yeah, as long as we're on the Lord's side, there'll never be a cross that we won't be able to bear. Yeah, there'll never be a mountain, come on now, that we won't be able to climb. There will never be an enemy, yeah, that we won't defeat in battle. Yeah, there'll never be darkness that's so dark that we won't be able to see the light. Yeah, there will never be a trial that we can't make it through. Yeah, yeah. There will never be a test that we won't be able to pass. As I get ready to sit down, and there's a story that I was reading, and I saw this, and I said, man, this is good. I would love to share this. It talks about the story of a sculptor who had a statue of a horse, and it was fascinating. And then the statue caught everybody's attention. And one day, somebody asked me, said, "How did you take such an ugly, unpretentious piece of stone and make such a beautiful horse?" And his answer was this. He said, "I simply chipped away at everything that didn't look like a horse." See, that's what God is doing in your life, church. That's what God is doing in my life. Through the loss of a job, or the death of a loved one, or the abandonment of a spouse, or the betrayal of a friend, or a life-changing situation, God is at work in your life. God is doing these things. He's chipping away at everything that does not look like Jesus. I've learned this. If God was powerful enough to bring you to something, he's also powerful enough to bring you through something. Can you trust him? Even when you can't trace him. The word is God. The God is blessed. God is blessed. Amen. We want to do this. We want to open the door of the church. We want to open the door of the church. You can come now. You can come now. The door of the church is open. You can come right now. You can come now. The door of the church is open. You can come by letter, Christian experience, or candidate for baptism. The door of the church is open. Amen. Amen. We are so thankful now. You can do us this favor. You can come in and you can go directly to, if you don't have a church home, you can go to come directly to us. Just send a message in the chat and let us know that you don't have a church home and that you're looking for some place to plant. You're looking for some place where you can plant, some place where you can be used, some place where God has a place for you. This is that place. Even if you don't want to come here, maybe you just want to be saved. Guess what? We will send you wherever you want to go, because God is just that good. We trust God, and we trust him to know that he can do anything but fail. So you can come now. Go ahead and put in the chat. Just say, "I want to be saved." Say, I want to be redeemed. Say, "I want to be a part of a family of believers." Just let the Lord know that you're ready and that you're willing. All God needs is a willing soul. All he wants is a willing soul. And if you're that willing soul, let God use you on today. Come on, come now, come now, come now. It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity for you to come now. It's an opportunity for you to come now. God is truly blessing us on this day. It's an opportunity for you to come now. This is your chance. This is your opportunity to come. You can come now. Thank you.
Amen. 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 We are so thankful. Thank you again so much for tuning in to our online service today. Look, we wanted to do something today. We wanted to give you guys just a little bit of something. Not a little bit. We want to give you the whole thing. We wanted to do something today. I'll do the benediction before, then we'll close out with it. We want to share with you. Yesterday, inside the wake, you guys who weren't here, there was a video that was played to honor Deacon Harold Newchurch. Originally, it was only going to be played in-house, and it did go forward online. And some of you recognized that the service was only supposed to start at 11 o'clock. So a lot of you all who tuned in at exactly 11 did not get to see it. And I had a few people reach out and say, well, I heard there was a video, and how come we didn't see the video? So we want to do this, and I made sure I got permission. And I think the family would be honored to have it play again. So let me give the benediction and then we will go from there. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for what we saw on today. Lord God, we welcome you into this place. Lord God, we thank you. We love you. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the throne with exceeding joy, to the only wise God be joy, majesty, and dominion and power now and forever. Amen. Amen. Look, so we're going to go ahead and we're going to close out with that video. Amen. We good? Amen. Amen. You'll let me know. Amen.
Come and pray. No kinds of Is anybody glad in the room for Jesus? Is there anybody that's glad in this room for Jesus? Before we quit, can you sing that tonight? Say, Jesus.